people seem to like it. And so they said, oh, right, well, we'd love you to be part of the public speaking. And so my mentor throughout all this has been Faye Hudson, who's very well known in the Port Douglas area, and she has been involved in public speaking with the CWA for many years. So last year, I was entered a couple of competitions for the CWA, and I won them. And that was at a novice level. And then they said, right, now you've won last year. This year, you are advanced. Oh, my goodness, I don't think I've ever been an advanced anything. And so a week last Friday, I went to the divisional public speaking finals, which were held in Earlville, Cairns, and I won there with my speeches. And that meant that I could go to the regional finals, which were held in Atherton this past Saturday. And so I pitched up in Atherton really early on Saturday morning, and I took part in their competition, and I won all the sections. And so here I am. I am proud to say that I am the CWA Regional Public Speaking Champion. Oh, let me get that out right. And that will mean that I'm entitled now to go to the Queensland State Finals for the CWA contest in Maryborough, which they tell me is somewhere near Brisbane, in October.
Well, congratulations for that. Now, first of all, the accent there, you're obviously from England.
I certainly am, and proud of it.
And where from? Because Gazza is from, he's an originally a POM, and he'd like to know where you're from.
We're from Scunthorpe.
Oh.
Scunthorpe, North Lincolnshire. And we retired, well, I say retired because we're involved in all sorts of stuff. We retired here. We live in Cooya Beach, and we retired here 3.5 years ago.
Isn't that wonderful? And of course, it's amazing, isn't it, Rita, that when you retire, you seem to get more busy than when you were working.
Well, yes, certainly. We're very keen to be involved in community activities, which is so interesting. We've met so many lovely people in all the things that we're involved in. And interestingly, you may or not be interested in this, I worked for many, many years as a medical secretary in London, in Harley Street, in private practice for 2 surgeons. And I still do that same work here. I work remotely as a medical secretary from 10,000 miles away. They send me all the stuff with email and voice attachment. I open it up here and I sit in the lovely office. We've had a bedroom made into an office here in Cooya Beach, and I tap away on the keyboard and do the same job as I did in London. How about that?
That is amazing. But you just seem like a lady with a lot of energy, and you obviously care deeply about the community. Let's just back up a little bit with your public speaking. Now, can you give us an idea of what you said and give the people an idea of your public speaking? Can you do maybe 30 seconds or something, or a minute?
I'd be pleased to.
Okay.
You have to do a speech that lasts for 7 minutes, and they give you 5 topics to choose from. I chose, is lying always wrong? Then you have to do a prepared, it's called interpretive reading. You've got to choose a passage that lasts about 6 minutes to read, and you read that with expression.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last bit is called the impromptu, and you put your hand in a box and pull out a word or a phrase that you've never seen before. You don't know what it's going to be. You pull it out, and you've got to speak on it for 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we won't spend 7 minutes, but could you give us a little 30-second or a minute idea of something you've done?
Yes, well, on the is lying always wrong, I like to make my talks a bit humorous if I can. I'm that sort of person.
Good.
And so I divided that into 3 bits. Lying to others. Would you lie to the police? Definitely not. Would you lie to others? Well, maybe if I was telling a friend that, yes, that dress looks lovely, but in brackets I would be saying it would be better if it was in a smaller size. And the other thing is lying to yourself. When you look in the mirror and you think, oh, I do look glamorous, but really you're ignoring all the bumps.
Is that? Oh, that is fantastic. Now, look, I'm going to pick a word for you. Do you reckon you could talk for 30 seconds if I just pulled a word out from nowhere?
Oh, go on, try me.
All right. Vacuum.
Oh, now, vacuum. That reminds me of vacuum cleaner. And I am certainly not a domestic person. And I'm very pleased to have a lovely lady who will be coming here in 45 minutes' time, who is going to do the vacuuming for me. And I know there's the other expression of vacuum that means emptiness, but I'm thinking of vacuum cleaners. Yes, I've got one. Do I know it? Do I use it? Certainly not. And I'm just pleased that I have this lovely lady coming along and she's going to vacuum this lovely house for me. Is that okay?
Oh, that is so good. Look, where did you get the gift of the gab from?
I don't know. I honestly do not know. When I was in the UK, I used to give talks to different groups, different ladies' groups, and that all started by somebody. I went to a meeting and the speaker hadn't turned up and they said, oh, we want somebody to talk about something. So I said, oh, well, okay, I'll do it. And that was how I started. And people seemed to like what I was saying. And in England, I talked about my prospect of coming to Australia because I came here to get married. We got married 4 years ago in Port Douglas. And so people in England were terribly interested in that, me as an older person. And in Australia, I give talks about what I did in England. So it's just happened serendipity.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are so lucky that we have you, and England's loss is our gain. So thank you very much.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say that.
No, that's lovely. You sound like a wonderful lady. Now, listen, just before you head down to Brisbane, can you do us a favour and contact us again on the eve of you going down there?
Oh, I'd love to.
And we'll have another little chat and wrap it up and remind people about it. And then after the contest, I'll talk to you, win, lose or draw, talk to you after the contest, because I think you're a marvellous person.
Well, that would be absolutely thrilling. And as all my friends in England and Australia know, I love anything like this.
Thank you so much, Rita.
Okay, thanks so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye.